We come to the 8th chapter of the book of Amos this morning as we're reading through the minor prophets. Whoa, boy, I almost sound divine there when that thing frightened me. The prophet's been recounting a series of visions about the future. They've been all put together here at the end of the book, but each of them progresses closer and closer to that final judgment. It is a progression that is relentless, and there is nothing at this point that can be done to stop God's judgment. This next vision that we're going to read is the vision of summer fruit. Summer fruit in the mind of the Jew of that day was overripe. It was ready to spoil. In fact, in Hebrew, the word for summer and the word for end sound very much alike. So there's a play here of assonance, I think, is the proper English description. They sound alike, and so there's wordplay by the prophet. He's pointing to the Lord's final verdict. Summer fruit, the end has come. And Amos denounces the money men of his day for their dishonest business practices. You'll see them there as we read. But then he predicts a great earthquake that's going to cause the land to tremble. But in all that, the greatest judgment that's to fall is going to be a famine of the hearing of the word of the Lord. Prophets will no longer speak. Those who had rejected God's word would find that when they finally got around to trying to listen or find it, that they'd not been able to find it, that they were going to perish with an unquenchable thirst. Amos's message is no longer a warning, seek the Lord and live, which allowed for the possibility of repentance, but now he can say, it's too late. You must die. And it is possible to go too far. We can practice evil so persistently that a death sentence is proclaimed and nothing can change it. All excuses become useless. We need to hear and heed this warning too. Pursuing evil is not a light manner to be dismissed. It can end in death. Hear now the word of the Lord. Amos chapter 8. This is what the Lord God showed me. Behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then the Lord said to me, the end has come upon my people Israel. I will never again pass by them. The songs of the temple shall become wailings in that day, declares the Lord God. So many dead bodies, they are thrown everywhere. Silence. Hear this, you who trample on the needy and bring the poor of the land to an end, saying, when will the new moon be over and we may sell grain? And the Sabbath, that we may offer wheat for sale, that we may make the ephah small and the shekel great, and deal deceitfully with false balances, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and sell the chaff of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. Shall not the land tremble on this account? And everyone mourn who dwells in it, and all of it rise like the Nile, and be tossed about and sink again like the Nile of Egypt. On that day, declares the Lord God, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on every waist and baldness on every head. And I will make it like the mourning for an only son, and the end of it like a bitter day. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord God, and I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, from north to east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. In that day, the lovely virgins and the young men shall faint for thirst. Those who swear by the guilt of Samaria and say, as your God lives, O Dan, And as the way of Beersheba lives, they shall fall and never rise again. The word of the Lord.